This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. The federal government is holding three public hearings around the state this week over controversial plans to expand oil drilling, including fracking in central California. The plans apply to more than 1.7 million acres of public and private land. This week's hearings will take place in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and tonight in Bakersfield. I spoke with Gustavo Aguirre from the Central California Environmental Justice Network, and I asked him what his main concern is with the Bureau of Land Management's plans.
Our biggest concern at this point is, one, the Central Valley already suffers from the worst air quality in the nation. Two, really the only spaces for, you know, overburdened and marginalized communities to get out of their communities, out of pesticides fields, out of oil and gas facilities, is to go to our public land. And three is really the public health effects that these major sources of extraction like fracking cause to air and water contamination.
And Gustavo, you've looked at the proposed maps showing which communities would be most affected by this activity. What concerns you most there?
Yeah, as far as the communities that will be most affected, some in particular are in East Kern County, which East Kern County at the base of the foothills to the Sierra Nevadas is our recharge zone for fresh aquifer water. And these communities that are outlined there in, you know, the Edison oil field are communities that are already, you know, suffering from very bad air quality. So being able to tap into that fresh water and use that as means of oil extraction, you know, in our recharge basin will probably be one of the most detrimental acts with this BLM plan that is imposed in these communities.
And you have a meeting scheduled for this evening. Tell us what's next.
Today at 4:30, our organization, along with many other organizations, will have a speaking rally with elected officials, public health officials, and community members that are suffering from oil and gas extraction at their communities to participate in the public comment process here in Bakersfield at 6 p.m. We're actually bringing a bus from Fresno that will make a stop in Tulare and land here in Bakersfield, as this is the only hearing in the entire Central Valley.
All right. Gustavo, thank you so very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
That's Gustavo Aguirre with the Central California Environmental Justice Network. The Bureau of Land Management told the California Report in a statement, its goal is to promote environmentally responsible development of oil and gas on public lands, to create jobs, and to provide economic opportunities for local communities. The public comment period ends on June 10th. In San Diego, local officials are asking for help now that federal immigration authorities are flying dozens of immigrants from Texas to San Diego for processing. From KPBS, Andrew Bowen reports.
Customs and Border Protection is planning three flights per week, each with up to 135 migrants. All of them are families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley, which officials say is overwhelmed by illegal border crossings. The flights began last week. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says his region needs more resources from the federal government to help deal with the new arrivals.
It's incredibly important that the federal government jump in and to provide help and support. And that is a message that I will continue to be advocating in Washington, D.C. this week and next week, because we need financial help and financial assistance.
Since last fall, a group of San Diego nonprofits has run a temporary shelter for asylum seekers released from federal custody. It's partly funded by county and state dollars. For the California Report, I'm Andrew Bowen in San Diego.
Now to the second part of our series about life on wheels. House painter Arturo Torres lives in his RV on a busy Palo Alto street during the work week, and he returns home to his family in Fresno on the weekends. Like many others doing the same, he doesn't see himself as homeless, but rather as a commuter. Living in his RV is perfectly legal, but there are rules. The California Report's Penny Nelson has part two now in our RV living series.
RVs and any other car that's parked there is required to move at least half a mile every 72 hours.
That's Claudia Keith with the city of Palo Alto laying out rule number one. On a mile stretch of road where Arturo Torres parks his RV, there are often 30 or more camper vans lined up nose to nose. And this is not unique to Palo Alto. All over the state, communities are wrestling with the situation as people struggle to find affordable housing. And the rules for overnight parking are as varied as the communities themselves. Last year, a federal judge overturned a San Diego ordinance that outlawed living in a vehicle curbside within the city limits. Santa Barbara and other cities have introduced safe parking programs where people can park for the night. And Berkeley is in the midst of trying to figure out how it's going to handle the issue. In Palo Alto, the main rule Torres must contend with is moving his RV every 72 hours. And when asked if he abides by that, he nods.
I know the law on each city. I need parking only 3 days. When past the 3 days, we need move. I'm okay. I'm clean. I check everything. I have my paper with my information, name, and cell phone number for any question about my truck. It's okay.
Palo Alto Police Sergeant Alex Afanasyev says those living in RVs rarely present a problem, and when they do get calls, they tend to be about the RVs taking up parking spaces, gripes about them being eyesores, and also folks worried about people living in their vehicles. What Afanasyev says the police do not want to do is give people living in RVs a hard time.
The last thing the police department wants to do is, especially with somebody in a financial hardship, is to tow away their house.
Fewer than 70 motorhomes were ticketed or towed in Palo Alto during the second half of 2018. That's out of more than 36,000 tickets issued that year. As for Arturo Torres, he says he's gotten a warning slapped on his windshield once, never a ticket. For the California Report, I'm Penny Nelson in Palo Alto.
And tomorrow, Penny pays a visit to Torres's wife and kids in Fresno as they wait for him to come home on a Friday evening.
Support for the California Report comes from Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden through simple acts like unplugging unused devices. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. Bridge Bank, a division of Western Alliance Bank, offering flexible financial solutions to entrepreneurs and to the technology and life science communities. Bridge Bank, be bold, venture wisely. And Collective Health, American employers are in the healthcare business. It's time they had the technology to drive it. CollectiveHealth.com.
And that is the California Report for this Tuesday, May 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Have a great day, everyone.